Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So what do we have to expect so far for the summer season?
The news is all good. Each month is up over last year at this time, and the total of summer business is up about 11% measured in occupancy, and rates are up about 5%. So when you combine that together, overall revenues are tracking about 16% ahead of last year at this time.
And this is for the region?
This is for the western region of the United States, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana.
And is it possible the Roaring Fork Valley in Colorado may differ a little bit then from those overall numbers?
It is indeed possible. And as a matter of fact, the difference between the winners and the losers is sometimes dramatic. But in the forward-looking summer, both a good economy and prospects for good vacationing in the mountain resort communities is working like a rising tide that's floating all boats almost equally. So whether Roaring Fork or Eagle County, whether Colorado or Wyoming, the general trends that we're seeing are all up about the same.
And we had a great winter season here in terms of snow. And I understand that lodging overall in the western region was also strong in the winter.
Indeed, that's right. Once again, the economy was working to our benefit. When people are feeling better about the economy, they're more likely to spend discretionary dollars on vacations, and that's true for all leisure travel. But in this case, the western region also includes California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State, and a very severe drought that you're probably aware of really significantly impacted weather in the far west. So while the economy was good to all of us, weather was a friend to some of us, and not so much of a friend to others. And as a result, the Rocky Mountains significantly overperformed, snow being the wild card in this case.
I want to take a moment to touch on what you were saying as far as the overall economy, because I know that some folks in the Roaring Fork Valley are not necessarily enjoying a boost in the economy. Is it fair to say that overall indications are that it's doing well nationwide?
Yes. The things that we use to measure the economy are a series of metrics that are most indicative of leisure travelers. And they include the Dow Jones and the S&P. That's sort of what Wall Street thinks about the economy. And because many of us have our savings in those investment vehicles, as they do better, we feel better. It has to do with jobs. And there are more jobs taken, fewer jobs available. People that are employed are more likely to take vacations and feel good about spending money. And that's going the right direction. Housing is where some of us have our funds, and housing values dip, but they're beginning to come back up, and all of those are encouraging signs in the broader overall economy. That said, not everyone is enjoying a return at the same speed as others, and it seems like those most affluent are least impacted. In other words, the rich are getting richer, and the middle class and challenging economy classes are really having trouble digging back out.
Does that mean that perhaps a smaller overall percentage of people could be traveling more?
It could be so, but our indications are that summer is being participated in by all economic classes that we follow. A summer vacation typically differs from a winter vacation. It's more likely to be a family vacation. It's more likely to be a drive market. Think of the traditional kids in the station wagon going on a family vacation and camping or going to the national parks and the like. And of course, it's no surprise to any of us that live in the mountains that summer is really a resplendent time with lodging availability much more affordable, perhaps an average of about half the winter rate cost.
Ralph Garrison, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.